Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you for sharing, for subscribing, for telling a friend, basically for being the best audience slash community in the whole wide world. I know I'm a little biased, but screw it. It's my show. I can say what I want. If you're listening to the podcast, feel free to check us out on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the podcast. Either way, go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all the resources we have to grow your company. And feel free to join our Facebook group, Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group. It's a community of about 3,000 people as of now. Lots of assets and resources out there to help you grow your cleaning company. Today, we are chatting with Tabitha Valdovinos from Just Right Cleaning. Just Right has been serving the Atlanta, Georgia area for 2 years now. Tabitha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
Glad to have you on. So tell us a little bit about your background, how you ended up in the middle of Georgia cleaning for a living.
Well, I used to be a housekeeper at a couple of retirement homes, and I thought, well, I can do this myself. So I went ahead, and after about a year of saying, oh, I'm going to start it, I went ahead and started my cleaning business.
You got sick of working for a different crazy person. You decided to work for the crazy person that you look in the mirror at every morning.
Exactly.
Awesome. So you've been in a couple of years. So what stage are you in? Are you still cleaning all the time, some of the time, none of the cleaning? Give us a little idea of where you're at in your business today.
Only some of the time. That's the issue that I'd like to discuss today. I'd like to get more business, so I wanted to see how I'd be able to grow by getting leads and what is the best way for me to get more leads.
Okay. That's a great question, and let's dive right in. So first and foremost, and you don't have to, you don't have to share them, but do you have written goals for your company?
Well, my first goal is, of course, to be able to actually hire people, you know, other than the one other person that I have. Then the second goal, of course, is to go commercial. After I hit commercial, I haven't thought beyond that, so...
Okay, so both of those goals would be kind of, trying to think of the best way to say it. They would be really probably pointing to a bigger goal, right? It's not that you want to go commercial or hire people. It's you want the result that you perceive you'll get if you go commercial or hire people. So my guess is earn more money for yourself, have a bigger company, have to stop cleaning. Is that fair that you're like, well, I want to get commercial because I want to grow or I want more money, right? It's not that you have this innate desire to clean, office buildings in the middle of the night. You do have a desire to cash their checks or, you know, grow your company or do something different. Is that fair or am I making that up?
Nope, that's exactly, you hit the nail on the head.
All right, so let's go to the big goal that you're really pointing to, right? You want to hire people, you want to start commercial cleaning for what? So you can... it's usually time or money, right? You want more time or you want more money,
right?
Or you want both, and
more
that's fine.
Time,
okay.
Yes, I do want both.
Okay, so we got to first and foremost, and I probably, you're like, what the heck? I asked about leads. You haven't even answered my question. we'll get there, but step one, because when you say I want more leads, as a coach, I'm like, well, how many more and why, right? Do we want one more lead per day, per month, per year, 100 leads, 10, you know, what, and for what purpose, right? Because I don't think you want more leads. Mm-hmm. You want to grow your company. So what we really want to do, and it could be, you know, if you had one good lead per month, that might be better than 100 crappy leads. So it's not so much the number of leads. It's what I think you're really saying is I want to grow my business to this level. How many leads do I need to get and what quality of leads do I need to get? And then we can talk about how to get them. Is that a fair kind of backup plan?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first and foremost thing I do, and I think this is all in, it's either step one or two of Clean Profit Method. So we go into that a lot deeper, and you can get details on that, Cleaning Nation at growmycleaningcompany.com or cleanprofitmethod.com. But the first thing we need to do is figure out the goals that we've got. So I'm just going to make up a goal for you. Let's say it's a $10,000 a month, and you may already be there, but say it's $10,000 a month, and you're at $5,000 a month. Right. So then you say, okay, I need to grow. That's too small. Let's not do that. That's no fun. Let's say you're at $5,000 a month. You want to grow to $20,000 a month. So what you need, and say you want to do it in a year, what you need is $15,000 of new customers every month in the next 12 months. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. So if we do some math, I actually have my, I'm going to live on air, screw up math for you. If we take $15,000, divide it by 12 months, mm-hmm. that's $1,250 per month we need to grow. Fair?
Yes.
Okay. If your average customer is $250 a month, that's 5 customers per month that we need to get. And I would add one customer because you're not going to keep them all, right? Some of them will leave. So I might say I want 6 or 7 new customers per month. I'd probably say 7 just to be sure. That will get me to my goal a year from now. Now we can ask a much more powerful question. So the question we started with is, how can I get more leads? That's a weak question. Now, I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm just saying I can't really help you as much as I think is I think you want to be helped with as I can with the question, how do I get enough leads to get 7 new $250 customers per month for the next 12 months? Do you see how that more specific question can get a much more powerful, valuable answer?
Right. Yes, okay. I do.
Okay. So then we're going to say, well, we've got to break it up. And this is definitely, I think, I don't have in front of me. It's either step 2 or 3 of the clean profit method or within step 2 or 3, tracking, right? We need to track what we do. So if we say, well, we've only been getting 1 new customer per month. And to get that 1 customer, we've been going on 2 bids. And to get that 2 bids, we've needed 4 leads. And I'm just making these numbers up. Then you can just do the math and go, well, if I need 4 leads to get 1 new customer, that means if I want 7 new customers, I'll need 28 leads, right? So now we can, again, instead of saying, how do I get more leads? We can say, how do I get 28 leads every month that I can turn into 7 new sales at $250 a month? I know I'm going really fast. Are any questions or are we together? Did I lose you somewhere back there?
Nope, you got me right where you are.
Okay. So the last step in this whole process is once we know how many leads we need per month to get the bids that we need to get the sales that we want, then we start figuring out, okay, where do I get these leads? So that now, once you've got all that work done, now we can get to the question that you asked is where do I get these leads? But we're not going to just say more leads because maybe you're like, Mike, I'm getting 30 leads a month right now. Well, then the problem isn't more leads, it's more conversion. So we really want to focus where that's a lot of problems that when people come to me, they've got is they don't know what to work on. They're working on 7 things at once and getting none of it done. So again, if first we need to know how many sales we want, let's just call it 7. Then we need to know how many bids that is. Let's call it 14. And then we say we need, 30 leads to get that. Now we can say, well, how many leads a month am I getting now? Well, if you're getting 40 leads, we don't need more leads. We need either a better quality lead or a better system to convert those leads into sales. If we're only getting 2 leads, now we do need more leads, right? But at least now we're solving the right problem as opposed to the wrong problem. So I'm going to assume, because you asked me, that the problem is not enough leads. So let's say we need 28 leads per month and you're currently getting 8 leads per month. So now we need to find out where and how to generate an additional 20 leads per month. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to start testing sources. So we might say, well, I'm going to do, I've got a Facebook page that I'm going to put up and try and get some organic leads, right? I'm just going to post in groups, mom's groups or on my page. I'm going to just post and not pay and see if I can get any leads. And I think if I spend an hour a week on Facebook, I can get 2 leads a month. So you write that down and then you say, okay. And then also I know Facebook will let me pay them. I'm going to say if I can do $300 a month on Facebook, with $10 a day on Facebook advertising, I'm going to say that'll get me 4 leads. And then I'm going to join a B&I group. And I'm going to assume that from that B&I group, I get 2 leads a month. And then you just kind of line out the places that you want to get your leads. And then you do the math. So it's like, okay, I know I need 28 leads. And again, I'm going to plan for 40, right? I want to make sure that things can go wrong and I'm still going to hit my goal. So that's how I would do it. So to answer your question, where do I get the leads? That's far less important than how many leads do I need to get, and then where, and then we ask where I'm going to get them. And really, I'd ask your customers or your prospects and say, hey, if you were going to hire a cleaning service, where would you go? Right? What would you do to if you needed a new cleaner today? Where would you go? And guess what? If they say they would ask for a friend for a referral, then I'd work on a referral program. If they say, well, the last cleaner I had sent me a door hanger, hung it on my door and that's how I hired them, I would do that. So you really want to find out where your target customer hangs out. If they're on Instagram, then by golly, we want to advertise on Instagram. If they do referrals, then we want to make sure that we're part of mom's groups or, working business people's groups or wherever your people congregate and would give and get referrals. That's where we want to be. So the short answer to your question is ask your customers where they would go to solve the problem that you solve and then go there. But the bigger answer is make sure you have enough sources that are bringing you in. You know, again, even if Facebook, you're like, I could give, I'm just making it up, $800 a month and get all my 20 leads right from there. We don't want that, because what if Facebook raises prices or they go out of business or they cut off your account or, you know, you're out of business. So we want lots of different lead sources. So if one has a bad month, we can pick up from other places. So starting wise, I would go, I'd have a website that you can send traffic to. You can consider Google AdWords, Facebook, both paid and organic. You could do mom's group. You could post online. You could go to BNI groups. You could do direct mail, postcards, door hangers. There's lots and lots and lots. You know, obviously have a website that offers a lead magnet. You could start a podcast where you help educate your customer on having more quality time with their family. 1,000 ways to get more leads, but you kind of want to know how many you need and what your target market is going to respond to. All right. That is my rant. Any questions, comments, or thoughts or needs before we move on to lightning round?
No, none at all.
You're like, I got 100 questions, you jerk, but go ahead.
No, I've been writing. Seriously.
Luckily for both of us, Tabitha, this is recorded. So I know I talk way too fast. But when you come out, and that's one of the fun things of people on the podcast is they're like, oh, I listen to every single podcast. And then they forget that they're on because it takes a week or two after we do the podcast for you to release. So my hopes and dreams are that you're just going to be driving along and say, oh, yeah, I want to hear the podcast. You turn it on and you hear you and you're like, oh, yeah, that's me. I'm famous. So, oh, and that said, Cleaning Nation, I believe Natalie is accepting applications for the podcast right now. So if you would like to be on the podcast, if you think this sounds fun, we don't charge anybody to be on it. We do it as a service to the community. Just email Nat at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com and say, hey, Mike said to email in and ask if I can be on the podcast and she'll get you hooked up. All right, good. If you are settled for today, Tabitha, let's hit the lightning round. I'll quiet up for 2 seconds, give you the opportunity to share some of your experience with Cleaning Nation. 3 quick questions. I have full confidence you're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received personally or professionally?
Well, it would be personally, which also works professionally for me. It's always just to be who you are. Don't try and go in sucking up. Don't try and go in dumbing yourself down. Don't try and do anything. Just be you.
You know what? As smart and good looking as Tabitha is, I'm pretty sure if I went and tried to be Tabitha, I would be a terrible version and they would catch me right away. And vice versa. You'd make a terrible mic. So I love that. And right. If you just you never have to worry about, oh, I got to put on my work face. I got to put on my employee face or my employer face, my sales face. You could just put on your Tabitha face every time. Love it, love it, love it. That's one of my core values is to be real. So you're scratching where I itch, young lady. All right. Question number 2. What's the biggest mistake you've made so far in the cleaning business? We can all learn from you.
Of course, it's along the lines of what everybody else has said.
I know it's coming, but you go right ahead, Tabitha.
charging too little.
You know, one podcast, I'm just going to do a podcast for 20 minutes and just go, Cleaning Nation, it's Mike. Raise your prices. If you have prices, raise them. Do you have customers? Raise your prices. What are your prices? You should raise it for just 20 minutes and see. That would probably be the highest rated, most effective podcast ever. Couldn't agree more, Tabitha.
Exactly.
Having done this literally hundreds of times, I think we're up to about 300 podcasts now. I've just heard the heartbreak over and over and over and over and over and over in people that said they charge too little. And zero for 300 have I heard anyone say, I charge too much and went out of business. Zero. It's been too little every time. So if you're not sure, raise your dang prices. And again, Clean Profit Method, we have a whole entire module or 2 modules on tracking and bidding and making sure that you're not only are you charging the right, but you're confident you're charging right. So when the customers go, that's too much, blah, 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 you know how to handle it. And I'll give you a hint. It is not to lower your price and work for slave wages. All right, last question. What's one idea Clean Nation can put into practice right away? Something easy, simple to implement that they can improve, they can implement right away that will improve their lives or their business just a little bit.
Well, make sure that you are always friendly and you look and sound like you want to actually be there. You want this job. You're not, you know, going to go ahead and suck up, but you want to know, hey, yeah, everybody can clean, but this is how I clean. Or, you know, just like you always say, okay, well, my incentive to get your business is, you know, we're going to do Girls Day at the office. We're going to give, you know, different like little gift cards away and things of that sort in order to be able to gain more business. So I got to find, or it's always good to have whatever your niche is.
Well, I liked how you started by saying, act like you want to be there. I was just picturing if I did a podcast, I was like, hey, Clean Nation, what? Yeah. Oh, you have a question? Fine. Go ahead. Like, that would be awful. That would be so rude. A, nobody would listen. B, I would be miserable. And that works exactly the same thing. Companies do not buy things. Humans buy things, and they buy things from people they like and they trust and they want to be with. So Tabitha, you are wise beyond your years. Thank you for joining us on the show. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Tabitha's show notes page, the special video I just made, a bunch of cool stuff, all geared to help you grow your cleaning company. If you don't know how to bid, if you're charging too little, if you want to hire your first employee, if you want to stop cleaning, if you want to make more money, if you want more clients, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.